welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short note. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, Long Red Hood, and Johnny.
And Elaine. Hopefully. Elaine.
Yes, Elaine.
And Elaine.
Going to be on in a bit.
In a bit.
Yes.
Open our episode, our how to open this. Cows have taken over the world, and Hulu has a new subscription service.
They're coming out with this. Yeah. Which just happens to deal with milk. The food and the dairy industry, which I'm sure the dairy farmers will all love. Wouldn't they at least? Red Hood.
Yes, they would.
Yeah.
They would.
Red Hood.
Yes, they would. They would indeed love this service run by humanoid cows. I mean, the thing is that these cows are different from humans because, well, they have the improvisation of humans. Basically, they open your door and they deliver you milk and give you a problem if it's bad. I mean, if it's good and if it's bad, both. Because they have CMS. What is CMS? Cow menstrual disease. That's right. Cow menstrual disease. Which is kind of, well, it's interesting. Because they only knock with their hooves and not with anything else.
The hands? Right. Oh, right, since they don't have hands, it would be hooves.
It would be hooves, right? So it would behoove you to order the milk.
Yes, it would.
And so, aside from this, Hulu is doing something. Rather awkward, which is basically canceling their free service.
Yeah.
And the bit about the milk
at least
can.
You don't have to worry about.
I mean, the world is really becoming a very dangerous place with all of these. You have Netflix, the subscription for nuts.
Right.
Mulu, which is the subscription for cows in Hulu. Moomoo, the subscription for deliver your milk. And then you have
Larry caught Mulu.
No. I already said that. not Mulu. And then you have Fumu, which is the farm antiquated of the milk thing.
What's the compete with Mulix? Mooflix?
Mooflix. What is that? The Chinese... That's the Chinese version of
Flip
Mushu,
the tongue.
Right?
No.
Mooflix.
No. No.
Mooflix connects with Notvix, and Notvix connects with squirrels. So, yes, it's squirrels
right.
and cows. You know, you know...
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, the thing is that we all knew that this was coming. You know?
Yeah.
Netflix was first, Netflix was second, Hulu, and then Mulu, and then the cows had to come home. You know,
right.
cows are, of
right.
course, the bovines had to come home.
Right, right.
You know, and that's really all we have to say about that.
Yeah.
But we have other news.
Yeah. Ew.
We have other news. The other news in the other interim is
yeah.
that we have Pinkod. What's going on with the
Oh, with the election. Yes, the election. People who have disabilities, like us, are also the most, are not exactly given the opportunity, are the forgotten, their forgotten group out there. Most, the group that just doesn't get a lot of focus on, which it's terrible, especially when
the one we specialize out to.
Yes.
Yes.
Play a vital role. We play a vital role in elections, but yet the people running for office don't see it. Which is a disservice for us. And it's kind of hard, even. It's like, so you want us to vote for you, but when you're totally discounting millions of people, yeah, no, that doesn't work. Or the calling them names does not work. Quite frankly, it borders on it's discriminatory action. Not it borders on it is. So it's either you look at it as you're trying to help people, or you don't, or you start to focus more on those people that are affected by your campaigns. Redhead, jump in. Please.
I mean, the factor is that really they say that the price we're willing to pay is basically in numbers, right? But what they don't count is the more interesting thing of trying to account for people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
First it was finding jobs, now it's saying, wearing the sticker that said, I voted. Come on. I mean, in 2000, you were going to say, Johnny?
Like, I voted? Question mark?
Yeah, it's almost like you go to the voting booth and I select one of two people, right? And more of the case of, it's more the case of I selected this and taking that into account,
yes,
is quite funny in that fact, because they can say, they, you know, you can go and say, I'm going to vote for rhinoceroses, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to support their families. Who's with me? And everybody will fall silent and go, what the hell are you talking about?
Like, what, like,
are you,
wait,
crazy?
What?
Are you star-craving mad? Apparently,
yes, I am
star-craving
mad. I like to win, no matter what.
Oh,
you
know? Pay for that.
Yeah.
Actually, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
You gotta pay a DJ Khaled over there.
No. No, because it's, you know, receiving... It would be one thing if we had the music. I'm doing it unaccompanied, so you don't have to pay jack shit. That's the thing. I mean, really...
Anyway, they'd be like, wait, like, you want to vote for rhinoceroses?
Yes.
What the heck have you been smoking?
We want to vote for rhinoceroses or rhinoceri...
Or the
man
on the moon.
No. The man on the moon is made of cheese. Then we'd be voting for cheese.
Or hippopotamuses.
Or change. No, hippopotamuses, come on. Now you just be. But at the same time, it's funny because it's true. You know, how many people.
Right.
It's funny because it's true, guys, because how many people say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and
oh, no, they can't because of some stupid law or some person running for office that wants to take away rights.
Right, and
just putting it out,
you know,
there.
No, it's okay to just put it out there, but you know, when you have African Americans and Latinos and people with disabilities, and we make up 35.4 million of the vote.
Yeah, it's definitely not an even playing field.
It doesn't. Well, it's not even.
Especially if they're looking for our vote.
I mean, the
right.
fact that we have influences, you know, and I don't know if you saw it. I don't know if you saw it, but John Oliver encouraged Trump to basically go out of succession. You know, everybody from... Everyone. I mean, which could be... It could play a huge role. Or a huge role in, you know, who votes. I know that Elaine, who's coming on a few minutes, and I talked on his show, or at least James talked on his show, about Australia. It's a month. It's 4 weeks. But it's really interesting because we make it stretch like court all
right
number,
which
you know,
it shouldn't have to be. You should know who you're voting for.
If I had you know, my way of voting, ladies and gentlemen, how interesting this would be. you know, each side of the code would be divided into the person voting for one party and the person voting for another party, much like a school assembly.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's my dream, right? White, black, middle, lower, upper class, upper echelon. You live on Millionaire Row, fine. You live on Park Avenue, fine. You can, but just don't get into either line. There'll be one line down, you know, down the middle, and at the end of it would be people with disabilities. Blind, low vision, millions of them spread across. Imagine, you have to imagine a T, you know, and then spreading into like a D-like shape so it looks like TD.
Mm-hmm.
And then the best part of all, if you don't vote for the right person, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you, Red Hood.
Yeah, you're like,
really couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay, right.
So I'm not going to say something that I don't know going on.
What?
Just
on
not.
Now. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. So, it's not really.
Yeah.
I think I'm being punched. Okay, right. So my idea for this is to have a T-like shape, which transforms into a D. You know, where everybody is. But the only people that aren't good are the people of the higher class. The higher ups, right? Saying like the bankers and, and that and everything. To where the to where all the disabilities have a phalanx like German judges in the Olympics, like on the sidelines, and they get to say
8.5.
Yeah, exactly. 8.5, 8.4, 8.3, 2.2, 1.1. Just like versions of Windows 98.
2.2 for the Russian judge.
Right, 2.2.
We love to please.
Exactly, we love to please. Right,
right.
And
that Russian judge, he's tough to please.
Yeah, you know, the Russian judge, and then you have, like the Kazakhstan judge. 1.1, because I have no idea what the fuck this is, but then you have the other from other countries. The US loves to please everyone, so they'll give them a 9.9. My country, the UK, doesn't really like to please anyone, so we'll give it an 8.8, and just to be nice, we'll bump it up to 9.1. But then, you know, the people with disabilities in wheelchairs, they'll have the best excuse of all. And
9.2. Don't get your knickers on a bunch.
You mean knickers in a twist.
Knickers in a twist? Yes.
Yes, knickers in a twist. You know, knickers in a twist. And then there'd be the ones with fags. And the faggy bunch are all smoking, you know, Kents or Marlboro, something like that. Right. And now we get to the judging. Be careful how you judge, because you could be shanked at the end. And, well,
I think you have to move
shanking
on. You have to move on
no.
to...
Yeah.
We do. We kind of do, Red Hood.
We
kind
get this train wreck of moving.
It's not a train wreck. Oh, my God. It's not a train wreck. And stop calling it.
It's not a train wreck. We're trying to say that there's another topic that could be a bit more interesting and more that involves the bishop in Italy and comparing Pokemon Go to Nazism.
What?
What? Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
What the name is supposed to be on? But
you don't say.
We'll get moving.
Yeah. And so, I'm sure you'll have something to say about this situation. Here's a thought. Was the bishop getting annoyed with the Pope for playing Pokemon Go? Or is it speculation? Speculatory.
We talked about the guy in the white hat, right? The guy in the white hat is Pokemon Go himself, and he's just caught a Charizard, is not admitting to the other one. He's playing Pokemon Go.
Yes, but this person could get his knickers out of the bunch for playing Pokemon Go and trying to compare it to Nazism. Are you freaking kidding me? Isn't that a bit absurd?
I mean, it's a bit absurd.
Right.
Yes.
Isn't it outlandish, too, to compare one thing to another when really it doesn't... One thing doesn't equate to what... doesn't equate to the other? Especially when you're dealing with a Pokemon.
I mean... James was talking about it, really, on a Lane show.
I just caught a Mewtwo. Game over, dude. Might as well just give up now.
Oh, imperfect timing. Elaine is now on.
Thank God.
Yes. Yes, we can.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Hey. So we were talking last time. Last time we were talking, James was, I wasn't, about Pokemon in Sydney, right? In Australia.
Sorry, say that again?
In terms of when James was on your show, right? Talking about Pokemon in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? And how people are so distracted that literally they couldn't go to work the next day.
Apparently using it while driving a tiny man into a school and no kids in it. And
we can't quite hear you.
Is that better?
You're there.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Kind of. We can hear the back of you. You can't hear the front of you.
I don't think you want to hear the back of me.
No. I don't mean that. I meant we just speak into the mic. We can't really hear you. We can hear you from far away.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Perfect.
Okay, I just can't hear you through my headphones. I can hear you through my computer, which is a little weird.
Yeah, right. So, right, I mean, in the interest of time, I mean, the thing is, what's it like for Sydney in Pokemon Go? What's it like in Australia?
I live in Melbourne, but a lot of people I know are just... I think it's cooled down a little bit now. When it first came out, it was all over social media. And it's just everyone was talking about. It was on mainstream commercial radio, and people were complaining about it. People were defending it, saying it's a good idea. There are holes in it that fix for it to be a safe game.
It seemed to have cooled down here too.
I mean, it's cooled down here too, but in Italy, right? Basically, now they're comparing Pokemon Go to Nazism, which I don't.
Which is messed up.
How? Which what?
It's a bit weird comparing it to Nazis, did you say?
Yeah. How could you? How is that right? I mean, that's not right. Not right at all. I mean,
it slipped from number one in the Google Play Store to number four in the U.S. now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mine's starting to cool off a little bit.
Elaine, yes. In terms of, I mean,
still quiet down like any sad will. Like even Harry Potter's cooled down a little bit after the last book came out.
Right, and then it's
right, yeah.
It's a fad,
but like I think that thing is that, or the most dangerous thing is, yeah, you can compare it to something other than that. I mean, I think of a kind of an occult, you know. I remember when I was growing.
I'm cutting in and out. I can't quite hear you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you?
Better now. You cut in and out, so it's a bit difficult.
Yeah, it's been this whole episode, mate. No. But you know, when we develop these apps and these games, we don't really realize how far we can take it. You know?
Yeah.
Good point. I mean, like they could make, they are making billions and billions and billions of dollars out of it. But if they protect it so it is completely they're going to make trillions.
It's probably going to be the app of summer 2016, that's for sure.
The app of our generation. It'll be big. Facebook.
Yeah.
It'll be as massive as it wants to get. And then which one, Elaine?
Like Angry Birds, Candy Crush, and then Pokemon Go. It could be huge.
Yeah.
As long as the keyboard keep playing it, it's gonna keep going.
Mm.
Yeah, very true. Very true. There's countries banning it so it might be popular. Yes, it's being banned, but it's going to be popular amongst other places in the world too, versus those countries that banned it for whatever reason, which definitely questions their reasoning too for banning it when in those countries like Iran or countries that are Middle Eastern countries.
So they ban everything that's related to pop culture anyway, so it's no surprise. Anything that's public is slightly...
Right, very true. Very true. So it's kind of, it comes with the territory as well. Versus having an issue that is having a country that is very strict and then having something that is very accessible does not mix either. So. It's just a matter of what you really, what people want to, as well.
Yeah, and you think eventually it will fade out once people get bored of it.
Yeah. It's just a thing that everyone could discuss it and bring up, but how much more can this be? Like, there's so many fads that come in and out, too, into existence and then out. So.
I'm actually being but how cool would it be if they put mind games or different kind of games in the Olympics?
Right. And it's such a game where people use data as well on their phones, so it's not necessarily readily accessible, too.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, so you could either play the game or keep on spending for the spending to get Pokeballs or whatever else.
Yeah.
Yet it doesn't really help. It's great for enjoyment, but there's a point where it just becomes too much.
Yeah.
And Red Hood just drops, and that's... I know our next story actually comes out of... Yeah. comes out of Sydney, so... Which we thought was interesting of... In relation to people... pressure... Their schools are getting pressured for answers about how they... treat kids with disabilities within Australia, which which came out of the Sydney Morning Herald, I believe.
Huh. So
I thought it was the story relates to pressures mounting on the state government to hold inquiries on the treatment of people of children with disabilities after fresh accusations in NSW schools being locked in cardboards and cages and inappropriately restrained, which
that's not where I am.
Yeah, this is something. Right, I was just like shocked when hearing about this. It was just like more the schooling I know with being here in the United States. This isn't something that happens, and the schools, no matter where, different countries and different school districts or schools within different parts of the world need to be held accountable. I don't know if it's just what I was raised with, but that's no way that way you treat kids with disabilities in schools.
Private or a public school?
These are from the article. This is. It also states that there's scores of abuse and bullying against children with disabilities in NSW schools, and they were deemed... So this is just like, I still am like...
But maybe because I'm in Melbourne and it's more of a big story. Melbourne's very Melbourne-centric. But that's
right.
Kind of very happening.
This is just crazy to hear because I look at it going, okay, there's other places in the world that have had similar issues. You wouldn't necessarily think about a portion of another country could have a problem that is just cruel when you hear about these conditions in countries that are third world countries, not a country that is a prospering country, that has its wealth. This is just something that is just going, this is a lot to take in and read, and more things have to get done for this issue. And more people, at least this being, questions are being raised.
Yeah, it's maybe it's a bit up and down, you know, like, they cover up a lot of stuff, and they get a lot of stuff.
And these topics are just so heart-wrenching, and just going, no child should have to be put through situations that based on having a disability. That's unheard of. Especially when you're thinking about a country like Australia. And knowing that there's so many things that Australia has with culture and development. It's just shocking to read and see.
Yes, I am back. I had some computer troubles. Elaine, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that what have you covered thus far? I mean, regarding this.
We covered the fact that that you wouldn't necessarily hear or think about behaviors that deal with bullying and abuse in schools from a country like Australia. Especially when...
I mean, Elaine, what do you think of that? What have you seen?
Well, I haven't heard about it because it's been people in New South Wales, and Melbourne's very well-intended
I mean, the thing is also, I mean, the world with regards to bullying and stupid things of this sort. I mean, the less bullying we have in the world, the more the safer we are. But the thing is that bullying against children with a disability is criminal, you know. I think. I mean,
I believe that
any person really, I think there are two things that have to be done. One, the Prime Minister has to get his arse in gear, and then two, he has to realize that it's not only, you know, one sect, it's many sects, you know. It's many different composites of it, you know. I mean, Elaine, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Elaine, we can't really hear you. Speak closer to the mic if you can. I mean, exactly. It's just shocking that they wouldn't take care of it, you know, that it had to come to bullying for them to actually do something about it. That I find concerning, I guess. I mean, what about you?
Yeah.
I mean, Johnny, do you have anything to say?
What?
Concerning, yeah. Yet, concerning, disturbing,
crazy.
It's terrible. It's atrocious. It's not something you just think.
It's like
that
somebody
it,
has to...
It would go on.
Somebody has to die for things to get done.
Or people find out about it through...
Something tragic to happen. Crazy.
I mean, why do people have to be locked up in withdrawal spaces? Why do they have to be locked in cages or cupboards for people to understand, you know?
Because people are being taught how to interact with them.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to treat them like animals. That's the thing.
Caged animals. Yeah.
Today, and that could be society's fault, or that could be the people above them's fault. But they haven't been taught how to interact, how to deal with, or how to teach these kids with any kind of disability, whether it's a physical disability or a mental disability.
Right, and I mean, we've seen cases even before you were on the show, Elaine, where people were locked up in restraints because they couldn't deal with them. And I'm just like, what makes...
Right.
It makes no sense.
Wasn't there another story out of Australia where they were... No, there was that one, and then there was another one that happened to involve chemical, like... Basically forcing people with disabilities to not be able to procreate and to have families if they so wanted them. Isn't it up to the, and for us, it's more up to the family to choose that, not the government. That is just... That's just our thoughts and our perspectives on it from when it occurred, too. That was years ago we read about that, which still is... Which the UN actually got involved with that one, that subject matter. I believe.
Yeah.
Rodhood, do you remember that one?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I remember that a year and a half ago, really. Elaine, can you hear
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Me?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Yeah. No, that guy in the back.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Yes.
No, I mean, a year and 2.5 years ago, we bumped into this article in the Netherlands where they were tying people down just because in restraints. And
yes.
there's a huge case about it.
And then there was the one on. And then we found the UN one, the UN subject matter that dealt with the chemical forcing people with disabilities to not get pregnant or not have that ability to procreate, which still doesn't sit well with me at all. Just how I feel about that subject matter.
I mean, the DDA, I've been looking this up, the DDA of the Disability Discrimination Act for Australians, ours was done in 1990,
mm-hmm.
and they were in 1992.
Right.
I mean, the thing is that we all have the same goal, you know, the same goal.
Yeah.
In it's a pro equal opportunity for access for all in with disabilities in Australia, same with the US, same with Europe, same with everywhere. But they don't follow the laws that were passed. I mean,
right.
that's just annoying.
That's an unfortunate thing. Yeah.
It's
cruel, too.
Well, we could say the same thing for us. Is that, you know,
yeah.
In the UK,
yeah.
it's the same, it's pretty much the same thing, but it's changed around and modified. In the UK, in Australia, it's completely different. In the US,
right,
we fight against more discrimination than we know what to do with. You know, age discrimination, sex discrimination, racial
yeah.
discrimination, you know. And that's really.
You're right.
But when you say discrimination, that comes into a whole new factor of equality for all different kinds of people. And we're trying to treat everybody the same when in actual fact, not everyone is the same. Everyone needs to be treated differently because everyone learns differently, everyone has different values. Everyone
absolutely.
Has different so you can't, so then this whole equality
right.
issue comes into the comes into the argument because there's not equality. It's very hard to make everything equal. I mean, financially, everyone should be equal.
Right.
But and everything else, everyone's different. Everyone has different abilities. Everyone has different beliefs. You
right.
can't make equal.
You're right.
Everyone you can't
right.
make
you're
them
absolutely equal. Right.
I mean, you can't
You're
make it
You're absolutely right.
But you can try. You know, I think the thing about making it equal is having the same rule across the board. But when it comes to making it equal, taking the side of the same... The same laws, just making them more, how do I want to say this?
Having the ability to give people a chance to have the same opportunities.
Yeah, exactly.
Have
Exactly. Thank you.
It's not equal. It's not 100% equal, but you could come close to it by giving them equal opportunities to how you're how people are treated in everyday life. You could try. The world isn't perfect, yet everything. But giving people that chance to be treated fairly or not in a way where it's abusive, it gives more of a, it's helpful. It's not a bad thing. It's going, you're giving the same chance as anyone else. It's a chance. It's not
right.
A guarantee, but it's a chance. You're given a chance. Given a chance in whatever way, in whatever ways possible that are out there, that the person wants to have an ability to do schooling or to be able to get a job that is better, and not
right.
having to be judged based on a disability or their or. Anything else that falls under equal opportunities, wouldn't that actually make a load, wouldn't that make a difference as well? At least being able to be given a chance.
I mean,
and chances aren't guaranteed. Elaine,
what do you
either.
Think on that?
Everyone deserves a chance. As I said, not everyone is equal, not everyone has the same skills. You have to be able to help every person, no matter if they're
right.
they've got not find the abilities and find what they're good at, and that's the job of the teacher, isn't it?
Right. Right. Oh, and I totally agree. And it's one thing, and seeing where their abilities are too, and letting them that grow. That's what would be my, that's my take on it. I don't know about you, Elaine, but that's a bit, that's key.
Yeah.
At least in my eyes.
Yeah.
I mean... To us, I guess, in any sort of circumstance, you have to be fair with it, I think.
Yeah.
You have to be fair. But you also... You have to be not just oh, I no,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think you could be fine, you know.
My dog's having a bit of a dark look.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Oh.
Five minutes.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But, you know, that all in all, discreet. But it's wayside, because this is a purely an example that could set international back if they don't do something. If the Prime Minister doesn't do something.
Mm.
Or do something.
Yeah.
What? This Prime Minister do something for the people. At least, you know, everybody's version of, you know, government is in terms of the Hollywood version, but you know, when you go into government, you're supposed to serve. You're not supposed to say, oh, I'm not doing that.
Right. And allowing those kids to have the ability to flourish, that's what matters most. Too. That's just my thought on it.
Yeah.
Giving them the chance to have a healthy learning environment.
Exactly. What do you think, Elaine, with these last few minutes that we have?
Everything you're saying sounds reasonable. Sounds like an expectation that everyone has to be able to learn in a safe, comfortable environment. But then again, school is a chance for you to build to find who you are and find out what you love and what you like to do. It's also a chance for you to build up a defense mechanism against people like bullying, because there are going to be bullies at every school, and you can build up a bit of a defense mechanism for when you get into real life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Exactly. Because it's different for... Right. Because it's different for every country. Right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Right. So I guess we will all be back on Wednesday. I don't know. What?
You mean pardon?
Yes, I said yes, Red Hoodie.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said yes. that we will be after tonight. We will be airing half-hour episodes until the new season. And that will start sometime in September. I'm guessing?
Yes, yeah. September, right?
Yeah.
September. Yes.
Yep. Yes. And Elaine will be back, hopefully. I think. Yeah. Elaine?
Yeah.
We'll be back.
I can try. Hopefully, yeah.
you'll be back, I'll be back, everybody will be back, Black will be back,
I should be here,
and Johnny will be back, everybody will be back, we'll have some new topics to go down and do, and, yeah, we will see you on Wednesday, same time,
yeah,
same. Okay, same,
yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
Hello,
good
night. And
welcome,
yeah,
to
exactly.
A...
Yeah.
Night.
Yeah. The queen's even out now.
Yeah. I'll see you soon.
Yay.
Bye, Lane.
Night. Bye.